Welcome to the virtual rehearsal for the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. The entrance antiphon, "The Lord Says, I Think Thoughts of Peace," comes from a different collection of chants. So this one is written in modern notation, and the eighth notes correspond to just a regular, what I would call black chant note, or one simple chant note. The quarter notes correspond to either a white chant note or a two-beat note. When a syllable is when a syllable goes for two notes or three notes, the eighth notes are stemmed, so are beamed. Excuse me. So if you look maybe on the second staff, you see the word affliction. Okay, and although the second syllable, flick, it's kind of hard to tell which note it goes with. Does it go with the A or the F sharp? Well, it goes with the F sharp because the G, the two notes, affliction, they're beamed, so they're going to go with one syllable. Keep going along. You'll see, you shall call. Those three are beamed. They all go with call, okay? In stemless chant notes, when I would call them black notes, white notes, notes that are filled in and not filled in, usually we would see a slur connecting all the notes that go with one syllable. But here in this score, they're beamed. This is just another way of writing chant notes in modern notation. So here we go. One other thing to notice, so you have a G-sharp all the way through, and then the G-sharp disappears, okay? So this is characteristic of mode 5, that that sometimes that, whether you want to think of it as a T or a Fa, the T either drops down to a flat, or Fa is sharped for a while, and then it's not, if you want to think about it that way. Okay. That's how it begins, and it ends with a G natural. It'll make sense when we sing through it. The Lord says, I think thoughts of peace and not of affliction. There's the G sharp. Affliction, you shall call upon me, and I will hear you, and I will bring you back your captivity from all places. So once again, just to go over the G natural when it comes back, okay? Here's the G sharp, and I'm going to start at the end of the first staff, and not.
And not of affliction.
And then when we get to the third staff.
And I will bring back your captivity.
This is interesting translation. The translation, I think, was updated. We'll stay with this, but just to make note, the new translation says, and I will bring back your captives. Yeah, I will bring back your captives from every place. So we'll just stay with these words, but thought I would point that out. Okay, so moving on. Okay, moving along to the psalm here. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. The cantor will intone the psalm to begin with.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
And then the backup vocalists will join in with the verses, singing the alto line. So we ended with G sharp, and we need to go down to E.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home.
I stumbled there and wanted to go to the bass part. Okay. And then when we go back to the refrain, it'd be nice to have some harmony. So after verse 3, and we sing,
all the days of your life, blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Let me redo that last two.
Fear the Lord.
The word fear moves down a half step there. Once again,
blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Okay, Alleluia. We'll sing the Alleluia from the Respond and Acclaim as well. Cantor sings first, and then I'd like everybody to join in singing the verse in unison.
Remain in me as I remain in you, says the Whoever remains in me bears much fruit.
And then pick your favorite part on the refrain of the Alleluia. For the offertory hymn, we'll sing For the Fruits of His Creation. Please just sing in unison. We may get through two verses and maybe just one, depending on the timing. At communion, we have a communion antiphon as well as a hymn. So the communion antiphon comes from the collection that we usually have been singing antiphons from, known as the Simple English Propers. And so that's, Lord, you delivered 5 talents unto me. So just something interesting about the text, you'll see that it's communion year A. Oftentimes the communion antiphons will connect back to the gospel reading. This is a link between the liturgy of the word and the liturgy of the Eucharist, tying the two of them together, that Jesus is both the Word and the sacrifice. So these communion antiphons, especially when they tie back to the gospel, I like to use those as the choice. If you happen to have a Roman Missal, you'll see that the antiphon in the Roman Missal is not this text. The Roman Missal would give you two options: to be near God is my happiness, or amen, I say to you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive, it shall be given you. So this text is another option. So you can either use the antiphons from the Missal, or you can use antiphons from a collection called the Gregorian Missal. So and that's where the Gregorian chants are. So if we sang it in Latin, we'd probably sing this chant in Latin in the Gregorian Missal. And you can sing, instead of singing an antiphon, any appropriate song for communion. So those are your options. You have several options for communion songs. All right, enough background. Let's get on with the music here. Okay, so this chant we'll sing in the key of G major. So you'll notice the do clef there on the third line of the staff, and that's do. So we'll start with re.
Lord, you did.
Excuse me. I had just been practicing it in F major and then decided to transpose, so I got myself all mixed up here. Let's reset. G major.
Lord, you.
Oh, I promise you, I was just singing it fine in F major, and now I'm tripping up. Okay. Hopefully nobody other than our choir members are accessing this file on the internet. So here we go.
Lord, you delivered 5 talents unto me. unto me, behold, I have gained 5 more. Well done, good and faithful servant, because you have been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
All right, a number of things to go over here. If we look at the second staff, I have gained. Watch out for the double note on the word gained.
I have gained 5 more.
And then just a reminder, anytime two square notes are stacked exactly on top of each other, you always do the bottom one first. So going on, well done. So in the word done, you'll notice the two stacked on top of each other. Do the bottom one first, and then a third note after those two doubles the top note. So,
well done, good and faithful servant, because you have been faithful over a little.
So this time when I sang faithful, I did hold the faith just a little bit longer because of the long mark. So we will hold that. And I think that's it. At the word Lord, if we could just slow that out, I think you can imagine kind of a long mark over the whole word. Let's see. That was right.
Lord.
Slow the pace there. And then immediately after the antiphon, we will sing Soul of My Savior. We'll go right into the hymn after that. Thank you for listening. Please remember to be in the loft 20 minutes before Mass, just to briefly go over a few things. We'll try to keep the last 10 minutes before Mass quiet in the loft. Thank you.